how long will the United States keep Saudi secrets concerning the September 11th, 2001 attacks? 28 classified pages of a joint inquiry report made public back in December of 2002 were classified by then-President Bush. There have been reports that those pages contain information about high-level Saudi involvement in the financing of the attacks, that al-Qaeda members had contact with Saudi government officials in advance of the attacks. This week, Zacharias Moussaoui, a convicted al-Qaeda operative, testified that he had contact with the Saudi government in the weeks leading up to 9/11. Congressman Walter Jones, Republican from North Carolina, is the co-author of a bill, a renewed bipartisan effort, to get the president to declassify those 28 pages. Congressman Jones joins us from his home in Virginia. Congressman, welcome.
John, thank you.
What secrets do you think the Saudis have regarding 9/11?
John, that's the reason that Steve Lynch from Massachusetts and Thomas Massey from Kentucky and I have joined together to try to declassify the 28 pages that came when the 9/11 report came out. It was a congressional inquiry into what happened on 9/11. We have read the pages, and there's nothing in those pages about national security. It's simply information to help the 9/11 families and the American people better understand the role of the Saudis in 9/11. I can't go too much more into explaining because, again, this was classified information, and that's why we're trying to get it declassified.
Now, the New York Times reported back in 2003 that two Saudi citizens, at least that's what the Times says is in these 28 pages, two Saudi citizens had at least indirect links with two hijackers and may have been Saudi intelligence agents. Does what you've read go beyond that?
The 28 pages identify relationships, and there's a lot of information in the 28 pages that I should think shows associations. And I'm trying to be careful, as you can understand, since it's still classified. But the point is that there's nothing about national security.
If I'm a family member who lost somebody on September 11th and I read these 28 pages, what am I going to say? Am I going to say, aha? Am I going to say, so that's what happened or that's why it happened? What am I going to say?
That's why it happened. I would use that term that you just said. This will help them better understand how that 9/11 tragedy happened.
All right. I don't want to speak too much in code here, but you just said if a family member saw these 28 pages, they would say, ah, that's why it happened. So I'm concluding from that your read of those 28 pages is that September 11th would not have happened if something in Saudi Arabia hadn't taken place.
Well, I won't go that far. It was about the events that happened here in America prior to 9/11 and relationships and how those relationships connected.
You think this is going to happen?
Well, John, if the American people would join the families who are still in pain and call them members of Congress and the House and Senate and ask them to please join in this effort to call on President Obama to declassify the information, it should happen.
All right. Congressman Walter Jones, Republican from North Carolina, is co-sponsoring that resolution to urge President Obama to release the 28 pages classified from the congressional report on September 11th regarding Saudi Arabian connections with individuals involved in the attacks. Congressman, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.